Diese Podcast-Folge wird präsentiert vom exklusiven Partner meines Podcasts, Meistertask. Meistertask ist eines meiner wichtigsten Werkzeuge für die tägliche Arbeit. Mit Meistertask plane ich alle meine Projekte alleine oder im Team. Meistertask ist mein Mittel der Wahl, um weniger zu verwalten und so mehr zu schaffen. Werde auch du jetzt noch produktiver mit Meistertask. Mehr Infos über Meistertask findest du unter benjaminfleur.com/meister.
Ja, ja, so ist das mit dem Stress. Ja, ja, so ist das mit dem Stress. Bei manchen ist es so, und das soll mal wer kapieren, dass sie erst unter einem gewissen Druck gut funktionieren. Das ist zwar schön und gut, doch das Problem dabei ist wie bei so vielen Dingen: die Dosis macht das Gift. Man hat mehr frei, wenn man Pflichten etwas aufschiebt. Warum jetzt schon etwas tun, das noch nicht schwer im Bauch liegt? Wenn ich doch weiß, dass es sich fast wie von selber macht. Direkt vor Abgabeschluss in einer durchgemachten Nacht. So ist es mit dem Stress. Ja, ja, Zeitdruck beschleunigt den Prozess. Ja, ja, so ist es mit dem Stress.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu dieser neuen Podcast-Folge von und mit Benjamin Fleur. Das bin ich und ich freue mich, dass du wieder eingeschaltet hast. Es fühlt sich ehrlich gesagt komisch an, gerade das Mikrofon wieder in der Hand zu haben, denn ich habe viel zu lange keine Podcast-Folge aufgenommen. Ich habe die letzten Folgen viel vorproduziert, sodass du natürlich regelmäßig was hören konntest. Und diese Folge kommt jetzt auch ein bisschen außerhalb des Rhythmus, weil zwei amerikanische Podcaster haben sich einen meiner Blogartikel zur Morgenroutine vorgenommen und ein Gespräch darüber geführt. Und das, was die beiden daraus gemacht haben, möchte ich dir gerne auch hier in diesem Podcast teilen. Und wenn du das Ganze bis zum Ende hörst, da melde ich mich dann auch nochmal mit einer kleinen Überraschung für dich. Viel Spaß!
We're diving into a fantastic German article called Morgan Routine. Erstelle jetzt deine perfekte Morgenroutine mit diesen Tipps.
Okay.
Which translates to morning routine. Create your perfect morning routine now with these tips.
I see.
And don't worry, we'll break down all the juicy bits, no dictionary required.
It sounds good.
Joining us today is an expert who knows a thing or two about building habits that stick.
I'd say so.
Ready to unlock the power of a killer morning routine.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And the best part is,
yeah,
it's not about finding one magic formula.
Okay.
It's about understanding the principles and customizing them to fit your life.
I like where this is going already. So no more cookie cutter routines.
Yep.
Tell me more about this personalized approach.
Think of it like this.
Yeah.
Your morning routine is the launch pad for your day.
Okay.
It's about creating a sequence of actions that optimize your energy, focus, and mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And just like every rocket needs a different trajectory, your ideal routine will be unique to you.
Okay, that's a pretty powerful analogy.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin building this launch pad?
The article kicks off with a powerful principle. Start your day with intention, not distraction.
Yeah.
Instead of letting your phone hijack your morning, try incorporating a few minutes of quiet reflection or meditation.
Now, I'll admit, meditation always sounded a bit intimidating.
Really?
Isn't that like serious monk level stuff?
Not at all. It can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths before you even get out of bed.
Oh.
What's fascinating is that research from Harvard University shows that even just 8 weeks of regular meditation can physically change the brain.
Wow.
Reducing the size of the amygdala, which is the area responsible for fear and stress.
Hmm.
Imagine feeling calmer and more in control, even on those hectic mornings.
Okay, sign me up. A calmer, less stressed brain before my first cup of coffee. Yes, please. What else does this article suggest to help us win the morning?
Get ready for this one.
Oh.
They actually suggest expressing gratitude.
Okay.
And I know it might sound cheesy, but there's real power in acknowledging the good stuff even before your day really gets going.
Now, when they say express gratitude, what does that actually look like? Is it a gratitude journal? A meditation?
The article beautifully quotes Meister Eckhart, who said, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough."
Wow.
It could truly be as simple as thinking of one thing you're grateful for while you're brushing your teeth.
Okay.
The key is that by focusing on what we appreciate, we shift our perspective from scarcity to abundance, from stress to contentment.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we're starting with a clear mind and a grateful heart.
Right.
What comes next?
The article suggests setting a daily goal.
Okay.
Just one key task to prioritize for the day. Okay. I know it sounds simple, but trust me, this one's a game changer.
So we're talking to-do lists, but just picking one MVP. The most valuable priority for the day.
Yeah.
I can see how that would help with focus, but how does that translate into actual productivity?
Well, it all comes down to something called the Zeigarnik effect.
Okay.
Our brains are wired to remember unfinished tasks.
Huh.
By choosing your one must-do task for the day, you're essentially telling your brain this is the priority, which frees up mental bandwidth for everything else.
That's fascinating. I'm already feeling more organized just thinking about it.
Right.
What other nuggets of wisdom does this article offer?
Two words. Stay hydrated.
Okay.
And before you think, duh, I know I should drink water.
Yeah.
Think about how often you actually reach for that water bottle first thing in the morning.
Okay, you got me there. I'm definitely guilty of prioritizing coffee over water most mornings.
Yeah.
So aside from preventing that afternoon slump, why is hydration so crucial, especially early in the day?
Well, think of it this way. Your brain is about 80% water.
Oh, yeah.
When you're even mildly dehydrated, cognitive function takes a hit. Your focus, memory, even your mood can be affected.
Oh, yeah.
Starting your day hydrated is like giving your brain a performance boost before the curtain even goes up.
Wow, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
I guess water really is the ultimate brain food.
Now, we've covered meditation, gratitude, goal setting, and hydration. What else does this article suggest for a perfect morning routine?
It's time to get moving.
Okay.
And no, I don't necessarily mean an intense workout, though if that's your thing, go for it.
Right.
The article emphasizes that even a short walk can make a world of difference.
I'm all about those small wins, especially in the morning.
Absolutely.
But for someone who's not exactly a morning person, what's the science behind why a quick walk can be so beneficial?
It all boils down to how movement affects our physiology.
When you engage in even light physical activity, you're increasing blood flow, oxygenating your brain, and releasing endorphins, which have mood-boosting and pain-relieving effects.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as a natural caffeine kick without the jitters.
Okay, I'm convinced. A little morning movement can do wonders for our body and mind.
For sure. And speaking of things that can boost your mood, the article also suggests incorporating music into your morning routine.
Okay, now we're talking. I love starting my day with some upbeat tunes.
Yeah.
But is there more to it than just a quick mood boost?
Absolutely. Music has a profound effect on our brains.
Oh, okay.
Studies have shown that listening to music, especially music we enjoy, can actually change brainwave activity.
Wow.
Promoting relaxation, focus, and even creativity. It's like setting the soundtrack for your most productive day.
I've definitely experienced that. Some mornings just call for a little Lizzo to get the energy flowing.
Exactly. And you know what pairs perfectly with a good playlist?
What's that?
A simple smile.
You're not suggesting I walk around with a fake grin plastered on my face all morning, are you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's more about a subtle shift in mindset.
Okay.
Even a slight smile can trigger the release of endorphins and reduce stress hormones.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like tricking your brain into feeling happier, which can have a ripple effect on your entire day.
Fascinating. So we're priming our brains for positivity one smile at a time.
Exactly.
I like it. Speaking of positivity, I know we've all experienced that feeling of dread when we have a task we're putting off.
Right.
This article had something interesting to say about that, right?
It did, and this is a big one.
Yeah.
The article highlights tackling your toughest task first thing in the morning as potentially the most valuable tip of all.
Okay, I'll be honest. This one makes me want to hit the snooze button again.
Really?
But I know there's something to be said for getting those dreaded tasks out of the way early.
There absolutely is. It all comes down to willpower.
Okay.
We have a limited amount of willpower each day, and it's often highest in the morning. By tackling that challenging task early, you're maximizing your willpower reserves and setting yourself up for a more productive and enjoyable day.
So it's like ripping off a Band-Aid, get it over with quickly, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Exactly. Now, remember how we talked about tailoring your routine to your needs?
Yeah.
Well, this article includes a section where readers share their own personalized routines, which I think you'll find fascinating.
Let's hear it. I'm always curious to see what works for other people. It's like getting a sneak peek into their productivity playbook.
Well, one reader, Sarah, shared that she starts her day with a mini dance party.
Fun.
She puts on some upbeat music and just moves her body for a few minutes.
I love that. We talked about the benefits of music and exercise, but combining them into a dance break sounds like a recipe for a fantastic morning.
Right. It perfectly highlights how even small, enjoyable activities can have a big impact on our mood and energy levels.
Yeah.
Another reader, Ludger, shared that he starts his day with a prayer. He finds that taking a few moments for quiet reflection helps him center himself and approach the day with intention.
That's a beautiful example of how these routines can be personalized to align with our values and beliefs.
Absolutely.
It's not just about productivity. It's about creating a morning ritual that nourishes us on a deeper level.
Absolutely. And speaking of personalization,
yeah,
there was an interesting exchange in the comments section that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
Remember how the author, Benjamin, emphasized tackling the toughest task first?
I do. It seemed like his golden rule for a productive morning.
Well, a reader asked him how he manages to stay consistent with that tip.
Oh.
Especially when motivation is low.
Right.
Benjamin's response was both honest and insightful.
Okay.
He admitted that he, too, struggles with procrastination sometimes.
Interesting.
But he's learned that by simply starting the task, even for just 5 minutes, he often builds enough momentum to power through it.
That's so relatable. It's refreshing to hear that even the experts face the same challenges we do. I think it's an important reminder that building a successful morning routine isn't about achieving perfection.
Right.
It's about progress, consistency, and giving ourselves grace when we stumble.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as you reflect on these tips and insights from real people, what's standing out to you as you envision your ideal morning routine?
It really is amazing how these small, intentional acts in the morning can make such a big difference throughout the day.
It's true.
It's not just about getting things done. It's about setting the tone for the entire day.
Exactly. You're crafting the energy you want to bring into your life.
That's such a great way to put it. So listeners, as we wrap up this deep dive on creating the perfect morning routine, remember, it's all about finding what works for you.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid to experiment and adjust as needed.
I think that's key because it's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly. It's about progress, not perfection.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, this has been a truly insightful deep dive. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners as they embark on their own morning routine adventures?
You know, as you start building your own routine, I want you to think about this.
Yeah.
What if we viewed our morning routine not just as a to-do list,
okay,
but as a way to bring more intention, gratitude, and joy into our lives?
Wow, that's powerful.
It's about designing a morning that sets us up not just for a productive day,
right,
but for a more fulfilling life overall.
I love that. So to our amazing listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Remember, even small changes can create a ripple effect.
Absolutely.
Experiment, have fun, and discover the power of a morning routine that truly sets your soul on fire. Until next time.
So, das war ja mal ein ausdrückliches Gespräch über meinen Blogartikel. Und ich habe dir ja am Anfang dieser Folge eine kleine Überraschung versprochen, wenn du dranbleibst. Die Überraschung ist, das ganze Gespräch ist KI-generiert. Ich habe einfach nur den Blogartikel hochgeladen und habe daraus innerhalb von wenigen Minuten, lass es 2 Minuten gewesen sein, dieses Gespräch generiert. Was halte ich jetzt davon? Ja, da ist noch Luft nach oben an manchen Stellen und gleichzeitig ist es schon verdammt perfekt. Wenn man überlegt, wo wir vor einigen Jahren noch standen, finde ich es fast schon schockierend, wie menschlich das Ganze klingt und wie schnell das inzwischen möglich ist zu erstellen. Ich werde also die nächsten Podcast-Folgen wieder selber sprechen und hier für dich da sein. 2 Folgen kommen dieses Jahr ja auf jeden Fall noch, wenn ich das richtig im Blick habe, dann wie immer im Advent eine Pause, die möglicherweise dieses Jahr auch ein bisschen darüber hinaus noch geht. Das hat verschiedene Gründe in meinem ganz persönlichen Leben, aber du wirst auf jeden Fall wieder von mir hören. Mach's gut, bis dahin, ciao, ciao. Zum Abschluss noch ein kleiner Hinweis, da ich immer wieder gefragt werde, von wem das Lied im Intro am Anfang der Folge ist. Es handelt sich um das Lied Ja, Ja, Stress von Alte Bekannte.